The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining another edition of Fried on Business. This is the first post-election Fried on Business. I'm going to give everybody my feedback about running and getting involved in our community. We'll talk about some of the issues. Give me a call if you want to talk at 305-541-2350. We'll talk about everything. Excuse me. Before we get rolling, I want to thank my team. I want to thank Randy Hilliard, who performed an incredible job strategically getting me out there with a very underfunded campaign. I want to thank Peter Ehrlich for helping me really get a good grasp of the issues and helping me come up with a lot of my position papers. And of course, I'm going to thank Grant Stern for helping me on the social media side. What a tremendous three people that really helped me get my act together and get the campaign rolling. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the most important person on my team, my beautiful wife, Vivian Fried. Thank you so much, honey. God bless you. You were in your own last night running around and having the most beautiful celebration party, and it was a celebration. Because even though I came in second, I was almost able to force a runoff with an incumbent, and we were certainly able to give that incumbent a run for their money, and we also helped that incumbent change the discussion on many of the issues. We'll talk about what we did, how we did it, and what we're looking to do in the future. We'll also talk to anybody who wants to give a call at 305-541-2350. Give me a call. We'll talk. Right now, I'm going to hand it over to Regan. We're going to play a little music, have a little fun, and then we'll come back and talk D2 Politics one last time. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep all right. How appropriate. Regan's picking it out today. Thank you so much, Regan. And everybody, I want to thank my good friends at Warren Henry, especially Eric Day, Larry Zinn, all my friends over there, Abe Cohn, that helped me keep me steady and help support the show. And we're very supportive in the campaign. Remember, if you want to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi, all kinds of great nameplates down in Key West. And what do they all have in common? They've got the Warren Henry Advantage. It's all kinds of great things that they can help you out with. The best one is that they'll let you take the car home for 3 days. If you don't like it, they can bring it right back. Warren Henry, they believe in what they do, and I believe in them. Join me, my wife, and my beautiful, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different. Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hey, everybody. Are you looking to finance your real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's me, Jim Fried. You can get me there when you give me a call. It's going to be all about you. I'll help you with your real estate finance, your complex real estate transactions. Bring me on board. I've advised many families about how to execute their real estate deal, and my two latest deals were with Lennar and with the Related Group. In both instances, I represented a family and helped them execute their transaction with the big real estate operating company. So give me a call at 305-573-7070, because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. We're back, and I've been running for the last 10 weeks for the City of Miami District 2 City Commissioner. It's been quite an experience. I met a lot of tremendous people, learned a lot of things, and I'm really excited about being able to stay involved in the community moving forward. I wanted again to thank my team, Randy Hilliard, Grant Stern, and Peter Ehrlich. They were tremendous help to me. I really couldn't have done it without them. And we came from nowhere in 10 weeks to finish second against an incumbent that had seven times as much money as we. We were talking about how the fact that the incumbent would have 10 times as much money as me, but because of all the beautiful people that I've known for my whole life that have come through, my friends and my family and people that I've known in the community, we were able to really raise more money than anybody ever thought we could. We've actually got some left. We're going to go offer it back to the people that donated, and if they don't want to take the money back, we're going to donate whatever we have left to the Daily Bread Food Bank for Thanksgiving. So that's what our goal is. We're going to stay in touch with the community. We've learned about a lot of different issues in the community, and I can kind of roll through some of the ones that were important in the campaign and what my thoughts are moving forward on them. The most important issue that I found out about was the racial segregation that still exists in our community. It really broke my heart to see it. I thought we would progress past that, and was actually running against a person that claimed to be a progressive and they hadn't done anything to solve this particular issue. How could you be a progressive if you haven't addressed this? What it is, I actually went out and drove and looked at it yesterday because I couldn't believe it. It's still there. It's called a wall. There's a wall that separates the two different parts of Coconut Grove. That wall was built during the segregation era, and it still exists on our zoning maps today and in the hearts of the residents of Coconut Grove, dividing our community.
The race wall, right?
It's a brick wall. Actually, it's a CBS wall, a concrete block wall. In some cases, it's just a chain link fence. There's a pathway between it so that people could go back and forth from church. It's an ingrained symbol of segregation in our community that needs to be eliminated immediately. I pledge that I will go after that wall. My opponent made a promise during one of our debates to make sure that he takes steps to demolish that wall. I'll be there to make sure that that happens, or that he doesn't take action, that other people in the community press him on that. There's a reason beyond that it's important to that community. When you take that wall down, then that community becomes one, and I believe the property values in the, we'll call it West Grove, but we all know the part that I'm talking about, will improve. And if nothing else, it'll really increase the psyche of the people that are in that neighborhood. Another thing that I promised to do is I promised to attend the football games of the young kids of West Coconut Grove. They need guidance. They need leadership. They need to know that somebody cares, and I plan to be there. I plan to still go to the churches that I went and visited. I plan to continue to raise money to help feed the people that are less fortunate than me in that neighborhood. That's one of the reasons we're going to donate money to the Daily Food Bank. I'm going to make sure that I continue to work with the people in that community to help them build private solutions to their housing and community problems. The problem in that community was that under my predecessor, the community was allowed to be basically demolished. They divided the community. The community lives on the fact that it's a neighborhood, and the neighborhood members get out and they socialize in the street, on their porch, in a way that maybe some other communities in our city. Thank you. Some other communities in our city don't operate that way. Many people don't say, well, why would you sit out on your porch? That's where they live. The folks in West Grove live on their porch. And because you can't walk down the street anymore and see what's going on your neighbor's porch, that community fabric is being destroyed. And I have ideas that would bring that back. But my first idea is I'd like to get one private sector project rolling in the area that would help that community so that they would see that I really mean it, then I can help. Once they see that I mean it and I can help, I think that other ideas will become moving forward. But there's all kinds of different commercial and residential things that can be done in the West Grove. And the other parts of the Grove, the thing that I found that was the most important for the Central Grove, the commercial district, was getting the playhouse rolling. Not even what design of the playhouse, but simply to make sure that the playhouse parking was brought back. Because the parking is what drives the retailers, and the retailers down there are dying. You see a bunch of these closed storefronts, and we need to help the retailers by giving them their parking. When you go down to Coconut Grove, unless you're willing to pay $5-7 or keep driving around in circles, you can't park. I went on a Sunday, and I just had to give up. Sunday at brunch, after church. Listen to me, Jewish boy, talking about going after church. God hears me. God hears me no matter what. God made it rain on early voting when I prayed for rain. It was cute. I do want to hand it to my opponents. Javier Gonzalez was tremendous. Ken Russell probably spent every one of his $1 million to beat me, even after giving money away to one of the other opponents. But you got to hand it to him. He did win, so congratulations. I called him immediately after his victory to congratulate him and pledge to work with him to help him achieve the goals that I'd like to see the community achieve. And if I think that he's doing something good, I'll certainly help him. Let's see. Central Grove, they really wanted parking. North Grove, the North Grove and the South Grove. Well, the North Grove definitely wants to make sure that there is less intrusion on their residential space with commercial property. They're having an intrusion on their where they live in commercial properties. A lot of folks voted against the peacocks. You know, they want a humane treatment of the peacocks, but there's enough peacocks to drive them all crazy at this point. One of the big issues is the proliferation of these commercial institutions in the residential neighborhoods. You go, what's that? I go, schools. We got these big schools dumping traffic into their neighborhood, traffic that comes from other neighborhoods. I think we need to find better solutions to getting schools into our urban neighborhoods, which turns me to Brickell. The issues that Brickell brought up were schools, parks, stuff like that, real infrastructure issues. The issue for Brickell is that to generate schools and parks, it's going to cost a whole lot of money. For Brickell, I had an idea about helping them fund that by creating their own district where they could control their future. I have ideas on where parks could go in Brickell. I have ideas on where schools could go in Brickell. And one of the good ideas that Javier Gonzalez had was to put the schools in some of the condo buildings on the lower floors. Sell them to the school board. And that's, in fact, what they do in some of the best buildings and neighborhoods in New York. I think we have to start looking at solutions that are good in these up north cities and see what they can do here in South Florida. So that was a real interesting idea that came up on Brickell. I think that Brickell is a great place. It could get greater if the folks just would find a way that they could do some parks. All the parents want to be able to walk to a park, and almost none of them can. It will cost a whole lot of money to do the parks, but they're spending $100 million on that underline. And the underline you can't even really walk to if you live on the east part of Brickell Avenue. So I've got a couple of plans that I'm going to float, some ideas that over the next few years, and we'll see if we can get some traction with them. I look to continue to develop relationships with other members in our community. And one of the things I've really planned to work on is fighting increased density in Edgewater. Edgewater, thanks to my friend Olivia Ramos at Deep Blocks, we've been able to determine that there's 100,000 units that you can build in Edgewater. They built 54,000. That means they can do another 46,000 units without increasing density. What do they need extra density for? If you want to see increase it, show me how you're going to accommodate it. Tell me what the parks are going to look like. Tell me what the street access is going to look like. Tell me about all those kind of things. And, you know, so those are some of my ideas. Or Regan, do we have a person holding on the phone? No? Okay. So that's unfortunate. If somebody wants to give me a call, they can give me a call at 305-541-2350. I wanted to take the first couple of minutes of the show to talk about what happened in the election, to talk about some of the things that I learned. We'll talk about what I really want to do in downtown, what I really want to see happen in downtown, Edgewater, and up the street, up Biscayne Boulevard in some of the areas like Bay Point and Morningside. We'll talk more District 2 after this short break. Give me a call if you want to join. Otherwise, we'll just keep on rolling about what I learned and what I plan to do in the coming years as I continue to learn more about District 2 and the city of Miami in general and, gosh, just about everything. also. Well, that was a real, like, went off the roads and kind of faded away there. But stick with us. We got great stuff coming up. And give me a call if you got some ideas you want to share. 305-541-2350. Let's talk more after this. All right, we're back. I don't think we ever really left. I don't even really think we really evolved. You know, according to Bruce Turkell, my brand is that I self-actualize by helping other people, and that's what running in the election was all about. So really, I think that all I did was help other people try to achieve their goals. Hey, everybody, if you need a new car, want to buy or lease a car, I know who can help you achieve those goals. It's my friends at Warren Henry. Give them a call. That's right. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got an Audi store up in Gainesville, and down in Key West, they've got a store that sells them all. If you give them, if you go up there, you get the Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? All kinds of great things, but my favorite is that they can allow you 3 days, 72 hours to check out your car, and if you don't like it, you can return it. So join me, my wife, and my mom. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, everybody, give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you need some help with your real estate. One of the reasons folks thought I'd be good on the city commission is that the Miami City Commission is a rolling real estate deal. Gosh, I know how to do real estate, that's for sure. Done $3 billion worth of it. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you think I can help you. I just helped a couple of different families sell their projects, one to the Related Group, one to Lennar Corporation. They helped them negotiate their really terrific deals, and let me help you do the same thing. If you feel like I can help you make money or you just need some private capital or even some institutional capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and Regan wanted me to remind you that you can watch us live on Facebook, Jim Freed's Facebook page, and of course, we're live on the web. What is that, Regan? How do they find us on the web?
880thebiz.com.
All right, well, listen, we're live streaming on 880thebiz.com. You'll find the show replayed every weekday at 12 o'clock on 880thebiz.com. Why? Because I just give good content. We got a caller, don't we?
We do. We have Jim from Miami.
All right. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show. I like your name.
Hi, good morning. Likewise.
Thank you so much. What do you got on your mind?
Well, thank you. I wanted to say I think it's really cool that you were playing AC/DC. That's actually my favorite band.
Awesome.
And I also wanted to say that your opponent, well, you had three other opponents, and the opponent that stood out the most was the current commissioner, Ken Russell.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that the reason, I mean, I'm allowed to state my opinion, am I?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, the reason he won is because, number one, he had major, major help from the mayor himself. I am a Spanish speaker, even though I was born in this country, but my grandparents were born in Cuba. So I listened to the radio in Spanish. And the mayor was, the mayor was like advocating for him in Spanish, on Spanish radio. And he was trying to attract the Spanish speaking voters to tune in into this whole election. And I believe the mayor helped him out big time. And I don't think that is a fair thing. I don't think that was fair at all, but that's one of the reasons he won. And the other reason he won is because he's got the people on the left side of the Grove. He's got all of those votes. The guy does barbecues with those people all the time. And I don't think knocking on that wall in Coconut Grove would change anything. I think people are going to change when they feel like it. I don't think knocking down a wall is going to change anything, but I do understand what you're saying, and it's a sign of respect towards the African American community. But I don't think people are going to stop being prejudiced towards each other by knocking down a wall.
I agree with you, but I also think that you hit it on the head when you said it's about respect. You know, we really, and Jim, thank you so much for calling in. I really do appreciate your comments, and I'll take it there about the respect thing. I think you're right. I think that it's not going to make anybody less racist, but I think that what you have to realize is that there's people dying every day there that all they wanted to see in their life was to tear down that wall so that they'd have respect and feel like they were an equal member of our community. I think it's the same kind of thing as the folks that never thought the Cubs would win or the Red Sox would win, that they want to see that just happen in their life. You're 100% right. It's all about respect. We need to make sure that people feel respected. You know, everybody has to be respected. And let's talk a little bit about what the folks in the West Grove truly are. You know, we're a capitalistic society, and that's where some of the bottom 20% of our capitalistic society live. And as a capitalistic society, there's always going to be that bottom 20%, and we're going to be judged by how we deal with those bottom 20%. We need to make sure that they have food security, which is why I went out and helped one of the churches fill up their food bank, and why I helped provide for a barbecue on Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, with another one of the churches. You know, food security, they need emotional security. They need to people care about them. I think that's what the wall kind of is. They need physical security. They need to make sure that it's policed correctly. It's actually one of the safest communities in our city. Last 3 months, it's been actually the safest. I believe I can actually now walk down the streets in Coconut Grove without a problem at night. I know the folks there. All their people that are doing, you may feel uncomfortable when you do it, but all they're doing is sitting out and having fun and living their lifestyle. You know, their lifestyle may be different than yours, but the lifestyle in Little Havana is different than it is in Brickell, than it is in Biscayne Point, than it is in Bay Point. So we all have our different neighborhoods. We need to learn how to get along. That neighborhood is under incredible financial pressure and emotional pressure, and they need to know that people care, and they need to see if there really is a way that they can save their lifestyle before it's completely gone. What drives their lifestyle? What drives their lifestyle is the ability to walk around and see their neighbors and hang out with their neighbors. You really can't do that in a warehouse high-rise if they up the zoning. You really can't do that if you've got a checkerboard neighborhood where there's a vacant house, a fancy house, and then a newer house, and then another vacant lot. You know, the vacant lots attract rats and all this other stuff, too. So it's really a big, big issue here for all of us. Just from a respect standpoint and a where do you judge yourself as a community standpoint. You know, we send a lot of different things to the communities here. I think it's something that we really need to look at. Government does have a role there, but I believe that most of the folks in that area believe they've been dictated to, but nobody's ever listened. Another issue with respect. So I think, Jim, that you hit it right on the head, that it's about respect in the West Grove. They need to feel respected, but more than that, they need to be respected. I'm looking forward to continuing my pledge, which is that I would be there after the election no matter what, helping them, providing them with a mentor, with guidance, with a business person that they can talk to. I was absolutely floored when I went to one of the meetings and a young gentleman said, "Hey, everybody, did you know that you can take part in the Trump tax cuts too? All you have to do is become a professional association or register as a small business or a limited partnership." My goodness. I thought everybody knew that. And that's part of the problem. That's part of the issue. They need also intellectual support, intellectual safety. They need to have the ideas that are commonplace outside of their neighborhood brought to them so that they can grow and be more effective in their community. And as they grow and as they're more effective, the next generation will build on them and we'll have a much better community. We also need to get the corruption out of our politics and out of our business community. A lot of national and international businesses refuse to get here because they feel like they're going to be approached for graft and for contributions. One of the things I really want to do and really wanted to do, and I want to work with our community to try to get it into effect, is campaign reform. I'd love it if we limited the amount that could be spent on campaigns. I found that after running in that campaign, you don't need more than $150,000, $200,000. You don't need a lot of money in these campaigns. A guy having $1 million, he gave away $100,000. He gave a whole campaign to one of the guys in the other election. He had two or three poll watchers or poll people at every poll at $150 a pop. They all had food. They had communications. They were having supplies illegally brought to them by a county worker in a county car. We alerted people about that. That'll still be investigated. Most of the people drop their election violations if they lose, but I have a lot of friends that are in law enforcement that are going to have me make sure that I prosecute those things that were done to me in the election. So a lot of things in the election were driven by the machine, people want to say, a lot of money, people want to say. But the reality is that if you want to go and you want to reform things, you got to go. You got to keep your nose clean. You got to work real hard. You got to pick your issues. And I can guarantee you one thing is that I'm going to stay involved. All of the people that got involved in my campaign, all of the activists that were involved in my campaign, all of the stakeholders that invested their personal and political equity in their campaign, I can guarantee you that I will work with you to build on all of that to help your neighborhood be more successful. And I know that there'll be a lot of people from the other neighborhoods that want to get involved in the process, and I welcome them. I want to work with them. The folks from downtown, the folks from Edgewater, the folks from the Grove, the folks from Brickell, the folks from the Rhodes, Morningside, Bay Point, all of the people that are in the district, I want to work with them, Midtown, everybody, to make sure that they can have a better quality of life, because everybody on the campaign trail agreed with me that the quality of life in the city of Miami in general and in District 2 in specific has deteriorated, and they spend a lot of tax dollars, and they would like to see those tax dollars spent in their neighborhood to alleviate traffic, to bring more parks, to have better schools. And while the city commission doesn't affect schools, there's ways that you can jawbone and speak with the city. You can work with the county to bring more affordable housing. There's all kinds of good ideas that can be done. But the number one thing that I'd love to see done is the demolition and the closing of the CRAs that they have there. They're nothing but cesspools of graft. The grand jury has recommended that they be shifted to the county commission because the city of Miami commissioners that run them simply use them as pockets for their constituents to create control. I saw it happen. I understand that it happens, and it's really a bad thing. Right now, my opponent is in the process of shifting more poverty money than ever before for rich guy deals. It's just not right. We have to defend the poor, the less fortunate in this city. Is something I'm going to do. I committed to do that. Stick with us around the bend. You'll hear more of what I'm looking forward to doing, more of what I learned on the campaign trail. Stick with me for more on more Freedom Business. We'll be back after this. You can hear us live on 880thebiz.com. You can watch me on the Jim Fried Facebook page, and you can hear this show replayed every day at noon on 880thebiz.com. Regan, take us away. You'll find love. All right, everybody, that's me. I'm just a simple man. I've got a simple life. I've got a simple goal, which is to help my community. That's right, and I love my wife. I love her so much. That's right. You knew that was coming, Regan. You knew that was coming. Hey, everybody, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, check out my friends at Warren Henry, Eric, Larry, all my friends. They're beautiful people. Abe, I love those folks. If you're looking to buy a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Lease a car, too. That's why you got to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. What do they all have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's a bundle of really great things that they give you when you buy the car, including the ability to trade the car in, get a new car after 72 hours if you don't like the one you bought. Oh, my gosh, I just love them. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. If you try, all that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man, or be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple
ugly,
stupid,
dweeb,
useless, weird,
slow,
things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right, everybody, and choose me if I can help you with your real estate. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I help all kinds of folks solve their real estate problems. My most recent transactions, I had a family that wanted to sell their property in Wynwood, wanted top dollar. Wynwood's hot. Made one phone call. Done. Then Lennar Corporation, Related Group wanted to buy, they wanted to do a really sophisticated transaction in Wynwood. One phone call, bang. So I know how to do it. Give me a call. I don't waste your time. 305-773-6300. Need a private loan? I'm in the process of closing one of those for a friend of mine that needs a bridge loan for some land he owns. Getting ready to develop it, but just needs a little more time. I'm going to close that deal. And my next deal I'm definitely closing? Well, that's a construction loan for memory care facility. Sound interesting? Sound offbeat? That's right. If you've got something that's unusual, I can usually help you finance it if you're having a problem. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
So we've been talking about the District 2 City Commission campaign and some of the issues, some of the things I've seen. And one of the things that really was interesting is that everybody's interested about parks. It'd be great if more than 6,000 out of the 100,000 people, well, there's only about 50,000 registered voters in the 100,000, but if more than 6% of them turned out. Then you would dilute the special interest groups, and special interests always control these campaigns because nobody votes. And you go, well, why does that matter? Well, let's talk about what that means. Melrose Park. Melrose Park is under assault by the special interest. They have a no-bid deal to take down 8% of our park space, and Miami is per capita number 50 out of 50 in big cities in per capita park space. And they have this deal to take down 8% of our park space. They say, well, we're going to replace it. No, they're not. If they were going to replace it, they'd already have identified where the new park, where the new parks are. They'd have the money allocated for it, and they'd be telling us, here's where your parks are. Can't you see? But they're not, because they're not going to. They're not going to. And so it was a real important election, you know, and hopefully the city commission after the election will be able to stop it. But it might not matter, because on November 12th, that's next Tuesday, there'll be a meeting at the city commission, and they'll be talking about Melrose Park. I plan to get there real early, sit in the front, and tell them Miami needs more, not less green space, and that there shouldn't be any no-bid deals with billionaires, let alone anybody else. You say, well, why would anybody in a different area care? This is why. We don't have parks. If this park goes down on a no-bid deal to a private entity, your park could be next. Could be next. So this is about saving our green space for our kids and our grandkids. It's not really about me. I don't play golf. I don't go to Melrose. You know, I go to the parks in my neighborhood, which for the most part are run down, beaten up, and overused. For goodness sakes, Pallet Park, the one that's closest to me, has been closed for 2 years while they try to figure out how to get the Baywalk finished there, how to get the flooding dealt with, and how to make sure that the personal monogrammed M for the family that sponsored that park gets built. So, you know, connected influence, undue pandering by our connected officials to connected insiders is still the number one problem in the city. It's why I ran. All my friends and all my supporters continue to press me and tell me to keep it up. I will tell you this, is that I will keep it up. I am not going to give away the equity that we've built. The activists have educated me and put me out front, and now they're helping me build my political capital. And I can tell you that I won't stop. I'm going to keep going. I did great. And if it wasn't for the undue influence of connected insiders in my campaign, I would have done better. My opponent probably would have done worse, and I would have forced a runoff. And if a runoff had occurred, it would have been a completely different result, and my opponent knew that. So they fought like the Dickens to make sure there wasn't a runoff, and they were successful. But I didn't lose. I won. I found out how effective I can be in representing our city and the stakeholders and taxpayers in their issues. I promise to fight the upzoning in Edgewater that my opponent continues to try to bring to the table, where he's supported by one of the condominium association representatives. Ridiculous. I can't believe it. You could build another 46,000 units in Edgewater before you got to go get another one. How do they plan on getting the people in and out? How do they plan to get the people across from Biscayne Boulevard? There is no planning. I'll go through it. Number one, the number one issue in town is that there is no planning. There's no short-term, medium-term, or long-term planning. The planning is driven by opportunity. And how is that decided? See number two, undue pandering to connected insiders by our city officials, not just the elected officials, but the appointed officials as well. It's really gotten way out of hand. In fact, most people have thrown up their hands and don't want to get involved and think I'm insane for trying to tackle this, that it may take my entire life. Well, let's do it one step at a time. Let's go to the city commission meeting next week on Tuesday, and let's tell them we need more, not less green space, that they need to save Melrose Park, that they need to stop no-bid deals to connected insiders that are billionaires in this case, that we can't allow late-night phone calls that are outside of the Sunshine Law to decide the future of the city, that the people should decide what goes on in their parks, and that we need more parks, And hey, folks that like soccer, let's talk about soccer for a minute. I want to go to soccer games. My nephew and my brother-in-law go to the FC Atlanta games, and they tell me they're fabulous, better than the NFL. They sit at the center court, the 50-yard line, mid-pitch. I don't know what you call it. But they sit there, and they have a blast. They can't go to enough games. Their friends keep hitting them up. I think it would be tremendous to have it here. But they're building this stadium up in Fort Lauderdale that they tell me can't be modified for a full-time stadium and that they need a stadium down here. Okay, fine. Let's find a place where we can put the stadium for you. You already own a location in downtown. Put it there. I don't need to give you my park space so that you can build a shopping center and an office park and put 1 million square feet between me and the airport. Folks on Miami Beach go, Jim, why do I care about your race? Hey, if you go to the airport, you care about what's going to happen at Mel Reese Park and that 1 million square feet of development. You care about that. If you live in the city of Miami, you care about what's going to happen to your parks. Most people want to go to a park. My little nephew that lives in Dallas, that kid goes to the park every week. He's got these huge parks. You see him playing and having a blast. Here? Are you kidding me? Forget about it. You want to go to a park space? Forget it. Either hit somebody in the head with your Frisbee, or you step in dog poop, or the place is not nice. Thank you to Elvis Cruz for at least keeping his Palmaritum there in Morningside Park so people can see something nice and original. We need more of these things. We need more park space. We need to spend our money buying parks, improving our parks, not spending it on more concrete. Go to Pallet Park, for goodness sakes. It's going to be the hottest place on the planet. It's all concrete. All concrete. We need more parks, not less, and we need to control the unbridled development that goes on that's ruining our quality of life. We need to work with the development community to make beautiful, architecturally significant places where people can live of all income levels, all types. It shouldn't just be rich people. And by the way, all of this affordable housing that they say they're building in the Omni, that's not affordable housing. It's going to go off at $1,500 to $2,000 plus per unit. How's a person making $3,000 a month going to live there? That's right, Regan. How are they going to live there? Figure it out. You make $500 a week cleaning whatever it might be for the person that lives in the high rise in Miami, okay? And you got to go 3 hours, change buses, wait, sweat, get rained on, have somebody try to steal your purse just to get to work back and forth. It's ridiculous. Person should be able to live within a Uber ride, a cheap Uber ride, four folks in the Uber for $1.50, $2, and get to your job. And be proud of the job that you have. And your kids should have the ability to get an education where they can lift themselves up and buy a house where they want to live. These are simple things that are just not part of the Miami dream anymore. Why is the question? And I know the answer. The answer is because of undue pandering by our elected officials to connected insiders. You go, Jim, how do you know? Because when I ran for city commission and yelled about the potholes in my street, guess what happened? The potholes got fixed. Now I'm a connected insider with undue influence. Ugh. Oh, by the way, they didn't fix any of the potholes on any of the other streets in my neighborhood, including the major pothole that got me to run. In one of the debates, I said, hey, how come you didn't fix the pothole I asked you to fix 8 months ago? And the guy admitted that 8 months ago or whatever it was, 6 months ago, I asked him to fix the pothole and he hasn't done it. I think every week I'm going to take a picture of that pothole and tweet it and dial 301 until they fix it. It's absolutely ridiculous that they haven't fixed that pothole, that they can't move the buses off the corner where it's unsafe, that they can't remove one of the parking spaces that because of the new traffic pattern is in the way and is going to cause an accident. And anybody parking in that parking space should have a $7,000 insurance deductible because they're going to get waxed every time. So if you want to give me a call, you can call me at 301-541-2350. You can watch me on Facebook on my Facebook page. You can call in at, like I said, 305-541-2350. We actually had a caller today who wanted to talk about the election. If you want to talk about the city, you want to talk about business, you want to talk about yourself, give me a call at 305-541-2350. Regan will figure out if it's a worthy caller, and then you'll get on the call. So we'll be back after this. I'll talk a little bit more about my plans for the future, and I want to end this segment by thanking the most important person in the world to me, my wife, Vivian Freed. Without her, I wouldn't have been able to make this. This had a tremendous impact on her health. My opponent's family baited her and created a very intense conflict and really, really hurt Vivian's health. For many weeks, she's been sick since that occurred. But my wife is strong, and last night she threw the celebration party and was her beautiful butterfly self. I love you so much, honey. And if everybody sticks with us, you'll hear about some of the other things I love around the corner. Regan, rock the house. Townsend and the Who. You just didn't give me where I could really do the air guitar swing like Pete Townsend does. The guy's losing his hearing. These guys have to be 75 now, but my gosh. You know, the Who, very, very fabulous. The Rolling Stones, a better concert than the Who. The Who, you just listen to all your hits that you love. The Rolling Stones is a dance party. That's right. The difference. That's the difference. They're both tremendous. Hey, you know who else is tremendous? My friend Larry Zinn and his team over at Warren Henry. Larry, make sure that he's got great folks. I have not met a negative vibe person at Warren Henry. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car and you want to get every advantage that you can, check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar, One and Audi, that's the place to go. In fact, down in Key West, they've got them all. So no matter what car you need, Larry and his team can help you. And every car comes with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get all kinds of great things, including the ability for them to repurchase your car after 72 hours. You can give your car back after 3 days if you don't like it. So join me, my mom, my beautiful, oh, I love my wife, my beautiful wife, Vivian. She's all, she's everything. I hugged her today. She made me feel so wonderful. I love you, baby. Join me, my wife, and my beautiful, oh, you know what I'm saying. Always the best price. Always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
All right, everybody, by now you know if you got a real estate issue, I can give you a hand. That's why I would have been really, really tremendous at City Hall. It's a rolling real estate deal. That's what the city of Miami is. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you've got some real estate and you think I can help you out. I help all kinds of folks with their real estate, usually families. I'm helping one family that's building memory care. I found them really creative memory care construction financing. I got another family I'm helping. They needed a bridge loan for their apartment project land. I got another family I'm helping. that's doing an apartment project that I'm closing equity with. I forgot all about that. I got three or four closings in the next few weeks, and I spent the last month and a half campaigning. Hot dang, I got some great clients that love me, and I'd like you to be one too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300Y, because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. And remember, you can watch me live on Facebook at the Jim Freed Facebook page, live, my Facebook. And you can give us a call at 305-541-2350 if you want to talk about anything. We've been talking about the election so far. I want to say hey to all my friends watching on Facebook, including my Aunt Terry. Terry was a commissioner up in North Miami Beach. I love you, Aunt Terry. God bless. And Ricky and Glenn and all your beautiful kids, your grandkids. That's why I ran, Aunt Terry, was because of all of this. I ran because of the kids and the grandkids. I want to make sure that Miami is a place that we can be proud of going forward. The number one problem in Miami is a lack of planning. That lack of planning comes in many forms. You can drive down Biscayne and see it. You can see it in the financial structure. You can see it in all different ways. But one of the main ways that you can see that there's a lack of planning is by just looking at how we do our real estate deals. It's done on a spot basis. It's done for connected insiders. It's done without any concern about how it's going to influence anything else. It's one of the real reasons I ran is because I understood how to stop that from happening and actually make it hopefully occur in a more connected fashion. Another thing that really bothered me as I campaigned is I didn't realize the racial divide in town that still exists. It really breaks my heart. We all bleed red. And there's folks that they just continuously get abused by the people that are in power. And then the thing that really, really bothers me is the undue pandering that our connected officials do to insiders. That's what drives the bad planning. That's what drives the fact that the building on one side of the street totally is ridiculous when it's compared to the building on the other side of the street. And I don't think you need to stop development. I think you just need to coordinate it and plan it better. I think you need to plan the way that we bring our community together. One of the things I used as an example when I spoke was the fact that Vivian's kidney comes from a Christian woman and Vivian's Jewish. It's a real great indicator on how we need to come together as a community. In fact, the number one theme is coming together. I stood in the middle of some of the debates and I just was stunned and I just started mumbling, we have to come together, we have to come together. And people laughed at me. But the people that laughed at me were part of the problem. They were part of the defenders of the status quo. We need to get rid of the status quo in this town. We need to shake it up. That's what my goal was. My goal was to return power to the people, and I have a plan for that. I have a plan for every neighborhood to be able to take over control of their infrastructure. I don't want to go into details about it now, but it's real similar to the way a condo association works. Condos run by a board. They hire an outside contractor. The outside contractor takes care of the condo, and if they don't do it well, you fire them and you get somebody new. Pretty simple concept. It's sort of the way I wanted to do things for our neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods are subjected to things where pressures from other parts of the city impact what's done there. Shouldn't be that way. The citizens should have control over their neighborhood. Morningside Park, that pool should get fixed. The park should look better. They shouldn't charge to play tennis. All those things. Pallet Park should be open. Kennedy Park, access to that, Biscayne Park, access to that. Margaret Pace Park, I don't want to step in the dog poop. I don't want to dodge all the scooters. The scooters, another topic for another day. So all these things are extraordinarily important. If you want to talk about them, you can give me a call in the last couple of minutes of the show at 305-541-2350 or hit me with on Facebook if you like. But the reality is that we're going to be doing more of these shows. Freedom Business is going to evolve. I now have the business of politics as well. I never really did politics before because I didn't want to get enmeshed in all of the crap that, can I say crap? Okay, crap that's going on here in the city. It's really disgusting. You need a hazmat suit to go through it all. And people think I'm insane. One of the guys told me he was voting for my opponent just so I could lose and go make money and take care of Vivian. True. 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 Person actually loves me very much, said it for that reason. And I understand where they're coming from. And I'll work hard and I'll make money. I will. I will. I'm not worried about that. I will make money. I will continue to work hard. But I'm changing. I'm changing. I'm staying between the rails. I'm not going to rally around. I'm going to really focus on the issues. I'm not going to do a bunch of pandering and meandering. I'm going to strictly focus on bringing power to our neighborhoods, empowering the people that live there, making sure that they can have a better quality of life. One of our taglines was, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Absolutely nobody could answer yes unless they're connected to the inside pander machine. Nobody. You can't answer yes. Get in your car. Walk down the street. Try to go to a park. You cannot tell me that it's better. And now the guy that I ran against wants to do a no-bid deal to basically give Mel Reese Park to billionaires to build a commercial district. We've got to stop it. You've got to join me at City Hall on Tuesday. It starts at 9. The line will start forming at 7 o'clock to talk on this. I guarantee you. It's almost like bringing a tent would be the way to do it. Everybody wants to stop this that I know, except the people that feed at the trough. Except the people that feed at the trough, and there I said it. The number one problem in the city of Miami is the people that feed at the trough. The city of Miami is populated mostly by people that are not high-income people. The people in District 2 are very well off for the most part compared to the other districts. We need to make sure that we take all of the assets of our city, pull together, make it a better place to do business so that people will bring real careers and jobs here for people so that we can all have a better life. It's about making life better for everybody here. That's what it's about. Not about the connected insiders getting rich. Not about creating a quality of life where there's a separation between us that's literally there. It's a wall. A wall. And yes, that wall won't get rid of racism if we tear it down, but it'll certainly show that we're not a racist town. My goodness, they're tearing down the statues of the Confederate generals. This is a symbol of racism and the Confederacy that exists in our community right now that we can take action on. And the guy I ran against has had the position for 4 years and hasn't done anything except give it lip service. Excuse me, I needed to get a drink of water.
Take your time, man. You're on a roll.
So that's why I ran. I ran to give a voice to the people that don't have a voice. I ran to make sure that our laws are enforced. I ran to change the culture of corruption. Oh, yeah, write that down. And that's why all of the forces that are feeding at the trough came together to try to defeat me. And I got to tell you, they didn't. I got into second place. And if it wasn't for some tomfoolery, there would have been a runoff. And if there was a runoff, I would have won. And people say, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Who the heck are you? Well, I'm going to show them who the heck I am. Over the next 4 years, I didn't just show up. I'm going to take action. I'm going to listen. I'm going to hear. I'm going to take action. And that's the last of the I's. I don't want to be a big potato with a bunch of I's. I want to be we. I want to be you. I want to be us. So Freedom Business will be here. This is show like 337 or 338 or 339. Becca keeps count now. I don't. Thank you, Becca. So remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. We'll be on all week on 880thebiz.com at 12 noon. If you missed any of our show, it'll be on all week. So if you want to go out and do something, I set the example. You go out there and you make it happen. Regan, rock the show.